And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Tonight, we're kicking off an occasional series that we're calling
That Was a Hit!
The mission? To explore the improbable success of hits of yesterday that today seem absolutely baffling. And joining us with a handful of examples is Joe Levy from Billboard Magazine. Joe, welcome back.
Good to be here.
So, first of all, let's define our terms. What is a hit?
Well, a hit is a record that charted on the Billboard charts. For my purposes, a hit is a top 40 hit.
Okay.
Would be in the top 40 of what we now call the Hot 100. But, you know, there are 100 places on that. And honestly, it's an achievement to get to any of them. So, my definition, if it's a hit, it's a hit. It's a song that was on the charts and you remember it.
And it was on the radio and...
By definition, yeah. If it was on the charts, it was on the radio, and this will prove amazing in just a moment.
Okay. Now, listeners, we're going to be asking for your help because this is the first in a series that we're doing called That Was a Hit, and if you have some ideas for songs that make you say, really? That was a hit? Then you can post a comment on our webpage at soundcheck.org or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. Was this a fun assignment?
Oh, yes. This was a lot of fun because a lot of things come to mind right away that are pure novelty songs.
Exactly.
Like absolute comedy novelty songs. You know, maybe you think about Weird Al. Maybe you think about, remember Mr. Jaws from the 70s, that cut-up record after Jaws was a hit where there was a radio DJ saying, Mr. Jaws, why are you eating people on the beach? You know, and then they would splice in another hit
the chorus
of the day.
Of a song, right? They called those push-in songs.
Yeah, things like that. But you almost want to push those aside and actually go to songs that just baffle you, absolutely confound you. What were we thinking?
So you wrote a blog post for soundcheck.org, and apparently you also sort of tweeted about this.
I did a little crowdsourcing. I asked my Twitter followers, and I also asked a few friends through email, what are the strangest songs they can think of? And the absolute strangest was from a rock band, exemplars of the Fort Worth scene back in the late 60s and early 70s, Blood Rock's DOA. And weirdly, this came to me via Twitter from a guy in the Billboard office who sits three desks away, but who grew up being freaked out by this song on Long Island radio. And when we listen to it, I think you will understand why.
This is Blood Rock with DOA.
Someone lays a sheet across my chest. Something warm is flowing down my fingers. Pain is flowing all through my back. I tried to move nothing there.
That was a hit?
That was a number 36 hit in 1971. Number 30. That was a top 40 hit. And today we would listen to that and we might call it, hey, it's stoner rock, it's doom rock, you know, but we don't expect to hear that on the radio. You could turn on your car radio in 1971 and you could hear this song. And may I remind you that 1971 was the year of Take Me Home, Country Roads. The biggest hit of 1971, Joy to the World. The Carpenters, top of the charts with Rainy Days and Mondays. That's what was going on. And this was a top 40 hit.
That you got me.
And it gets
one song into our series that was a hit, and I'm already flabbergasted.
It is so creepy. Yeah. It goes on like that. The chorus, which we haven't gotten to yet, and perhaps we should in just a second. The chorus is about a plane crash. And then if you do a little blood rock research, and this was not the typical blood rock song. They were really a boogie rock band from Texas. They had three guys played guitar. The first record was produced by the guy who produced Grand Funk Railroad. I mean, it all made sense if you lived back then, had long hair, access to a muscle car, whatever, right? But it's about a plane crash, and it's written by one of the guys in the band who was a would-be pilot, and he saw one of his friends die in a small plane crash.
Oh,
and
God.
This is a creepy, awful, miserable horror rock song. It reminds you of those really lousy movies that Wes Craven made in the 70s, The Last House on the Left, where it's like, oh, well, let's get some girls to take their shirts off and then kill them.
Right.
No, that doesn't seem like a morally defensible idea. And honestly, this song, oh, my God.
So the chorus is no relief from the gloom and doom of the verses?
The chorus is the genius phrase, I remember we were flying along and hit something in the air.
That is the chorus from the song DOA by the band Blood Rock from 1971. It was a hit,
and
top 40 hit.
And let me say that, sure, you could stop for a second and say, hey, there are other songs about death that were on the radio, 50s teen tragedy songs, in the 70s, Run, Joey, Run, those kind of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But those were songs about love. They were soap opera songs. This is just a gruesome song. Let me remind you, we heard the lyric, I try to move my arm and there's no feeling. And when I look, I see there's nothing there.
Nice.
That was on the radio. Let me also say that, yeah, it was the 70s. The charts
barely
didn't work.
1971.
Yeah. You know, and the charts didn't work the same way they do now. And perhaps they were subject to tampering of some sort. But what promotion man or record company would choose to try to push this song up the charts? It probably did not happen that way.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, you get the idea. Our series is called That Was a Hit. And if you have an idea for a song that makes you use that phrase in the same incredulous voice that I used when Joe first brought this song to us a few minutes ago, then post that song on our page, a comment on our website, soundcheck.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. So, Joe Levy of Billboard Magazine, what else do you got in the way of improbable hits?
Here's one that in some ways is even more improbable. It is perhaps just a touch of a novelty song, and yet it was a bigger hit. In 1966, it went to number 22 by a camp counselor from the Catskills who got a recording contract. Her name was Norma Tanega. The song is called, and wait for it, people, because it is just a wonderful, wonderful title in and of itself, Walking My Cat Named Dog.
So that is Walking My Cat Named Dog by Norma Tanega. Joe, I am reminded somewhat painfully that 1966 was way before autotune.
Yeah, it sure was.
And both Norma and her harmonica player, for very different reasons, could have used a little there.
Well, you know, this went, as I said, number 22 in the U.S. and in the U.K. It was an overseas hit as well. At least this sounds like a song. At least this sounds like people who got together and said, hey, maybe we could, punch up the chorus a little.
Yeah. How about a harpsichord?
Exactly. This could get groovy. it's a curiosity. There's something sweet, maybe a little anti-folk about it, a little psychedelic folk about it. You know, I actually like this song. I don't remember it at all. It's just something I've heard the legend. I've heard people talk about it. And, of course, I thought of it when you said, bring me something that's a weird hit.
Yeah. So the two you've brought us so far, 1971, 1966, I have to say I did not know either of these songs. I do know this next band.
And I want to say this is a song that I absolutely remember. I remember it becoming an oddball weird hit. I love this song. I think it still sounds great. The KLF, Justified and Ancient, with Tammy Wynette on the vocals. Mm-hmm. This, you could say, was maybe driven by its video, and yet I remember it from the radio. It was everywhere. It went to number 11.
This is The KLF featuring Tammy Wynette.
They're justified and they're ancient, and they like to roam.
So that is Justified and Ancient, a hit from 1991 from the band known as the KLF, who, Joe, could be in the running for one of, you know, for the title of strangest rock band of all time. I mean, they were an acid house band, most famous for burning a million pounds.
Well, they were pranksters. They were conceptual artists. They were also known as the Time Lords. Mm-hmm. They were men who made really abrasive art collage records early on in their career, and who literally wrote the book on pop hits. They wrote a manual on how to create a pop hit. And as if to prove that they were not joking, that this was not an art project, the manual, they then put several songs out that were hits and made a massive pop hit and got Tammy Wynette to sing on it. You know, Who, of course, because they thought, let's get Tammy Wynette. She can say the phrase, stand by your jams. Because we're Justified and Ancient. This is some all myth they've recorded this song or a version of it three times at this point. This is a whole myth they've been building up. You know, I think you have to be obsessive about Doctor Who and live in England to really understand the KLF. But all I'm saying is, this thing is great. This is a great pop song, and it's so weird because it seems to be making fun of itself and everything around it. Who thinks in 1991 to get Tammy Wynette to sing on basically what's a house track?
Right.
Who would think like that? And yet, if you were in a club, it made perfect sense.
And this was another global hit, right?
At number one in, I believe, 18 different countries around the world. Sadly, not here in America, but...
Yeah, but even here in America...
Number 11! Number 11 and a number one dance chart hit. I mean, it was a big deal.
All right. So there you have it, folks. The first installment of our occasional series that we're calling That Was a Hit. If you have an idea for songs that make you say, that was a hit, then leave a comment on our webpage, soundcheck.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. Joe, you'll come back with a few more later on?
Oh, there's an endless supply.
All right.
I will be back.
We'll look forward to that. Joe Levy with us. This is Soundcheck.